comedian Pat Godwin is here with us. You've already favored with a tune. Yeah. You got another one in mind?
Pat, I've actually heard that you do a Tom impression.
Oh, definitive. Yeah, I started it off, I think, years ago.
Oh, okay.
Tom would critique my work.
Gotcha.
And I used to do an impression of him in the studio. Do a terrific one.
Oh, thanks.
Now I think I'm just imitating yours, but I do Tom on the phone.
Oh, well, I think we all love it.
Here's Tom on the phone. Oh, he does that. I can't talk right now. I'm in the delivery room.
You're forgetting the best part of that is I called you.
As soon as you answer the phone, he's trying to get off.
Yeah,
that sounds like a hostage
negotiation. We do need to give credit where credit's due. Chick, I think, really. Laid the foundation.
It was either that or go even more insane. I already am.
We digress.
During the recording of A Good Beaver Gone Bad, he made me write about 72 verses, and none of them were good enough.
Of course not.
He said, "Well, you're trying to be both meaningful and dirty, and you're neither."
That's a famous quote.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Batman.
We pulled it out of a hat.
Sure. Actually.
But you said you've got some new stuff. I haven't heard it. Let's.
We could go with a new. We could go with something.
Yeah, a classic. We haven't heard for a while.
What classic do you want? I think the kids out there would enjoy the code. Since we're talking about you, how about we go with the code song? You want to set up your code? You got a code. You want to do that?
Well, I live by a code.
He lives by many codes, actually.
Moral, ethical.
Just about everything.
Yeah.
Look, he won't. He doesn't like to go into any elevators that aren't Otis. He's brand loyal in his elevator.
Won't go into a gas station if they're refilling the tanks.
Right. He won't go into a bank when they have these.
Any store.
Right.
Any store. Okay.
If there's a Brinks truck in front of any store, I won't go anywhere near it.
For fear of.
Well, being the innocent bystander and just walking in, you know. Right.
Riddled with bullets.
Went in there to buy a frisbee, and the next thing I know, I'm getting bullets in the head.
That's right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Gas tanker, Tom won't pump. Public restrooms, he won't dump. On the phone, no cologne, loves pets. Parks his car and then forgets. Brinks truck right by the door, and he won't be going in that store. He's a man who's clean and germ-free. Tom lives by a code.
Everything right there. Yeah. All correct.
Wears the same clothes every day. Yep. A safari outfit like Hemingway. Has kids with different baby mamas. Cause he loves the constant drama. I'm surprised by the love he's found. Cause Tom's gals don't usually stick around. He's a man who's clean and germ-free. Tom lives by a code. He does his own laundry every day. Has 7 children, knows all of the names. But when his babies graduate, Tommy G will be around 98, I think. Gas tanker, Tom won't pump.
No.
Public restrooms, he won't dump.
No, correct.
On the phone, no cologne, no pets. Parks his car right there, forgets he's a Brinks truck right by the door. Studio fade. And he won't be gone.
Thank you very much.